How welcome to the godshow.us daily! Retirement match night! One comfortable assumption is hanging up the gloves for good. The idea that a gathering only counts if everyone wants to be there. The crowd is restless. The assumption is taped up, warmed up, and slightly defensive. 15 wisdom traditions are about to walk out of that tunnel, and only one question sent them here, submitted from somewhere between the folding chairs and the dry turkey. One question, many traditions.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, what do I tell my kids when they ask why we still do the holiday thing if nobody actually wants to be there? Now flip it backwards. What would it mean if everyone did want to be there? If the table were full of people thrilled to attend, would you even need a reason? The ritual would be invisible, frictionless, obvious. The fact that your kids are asking means the cost just became visible. So the question isn't really about justifying the gathering. It's about what you do with a tradition once everyone can see through it. What do we do with the holiday thing? Existentialism goes first, and it does not soften the landing. It says, your kids are watching you perform obligation and calling it love, and they already know the difference, and that's why they asked. The existentialist move is radical honesty in front of them. You either choose to go and own that choice, or you choose to stop and own that one too. No hiding behind grandmother's china or the word tradition. Sartre would say that word is just a name we give to decisions we've stopped admitting we're still making.
Which is genuinely clarifying and also slightly terrifying to explain to a 9-year-old. Sweetie, we're exercising radical freedom does not go over well in the minivan. But I'll say this. Cynicism backs existentialism up from a completely different angle. Cynicism says your kids just said the only true thing spoken in that house in 3 days. Everyone else at the table is performing, wanting to be there. And children haven't learned to fake it convincingly yet. That's not their failure. That's the only honest data point in the room.
And then Islam and Zen arrive, and they both reject the premise that wanting is the point, but for completely different reasons. Islam says the commandment to maintain family ties exists because the easy relationships don't need one. The too long silences, the smiles that cost something, that's not a broken gathering. That's evidence these people are genuinely yours. Zen goes somewhere more visceral. Your grandmother's hands are still setting out the same chipped bowl she's set out for 40 years, and those hands are running out of winters. The ritual is not about want. It's about showing up while there is still someone to show up for.
Those two are doing very different emotional work. Islam is asking you to frame the discomfort as sacred. You're obeying something larger than mood. Zen is asking you to drop the abstraction entirely and just look at the bowl. The hands, the specific winter. Islam gives you a principle, Zen gives you a fact. A listener who finds meaning through duty and surrender might land with Islam. Someone who needs the concrete image, not the framework. That's Zen's person. They'd reach opposite conclusions about why they're going, and both would be right for a different kind of grief.
Absurdism, to nobody's surprise, skips the warmth and just tells you to go anyway. Nobody wants to be there, the turkey is dry, Aunt Carol is wrong about everything. And that's precisely why showing up is an act of defiance rather than obligation. The universe offers no justification. You gather because the absurd demands witnesses. Taoism lands somewhere quieter. A table that holds people who'd rather leave is still holding people. That's the uncarved thing. Don't explain it away. Comforting to one parent, maddening to another, your mileage will depend entirely on how last Thanksgiving actually went.
I want to flag where these traditions genuinely split, because it matters. Existentialism says the choice must be conscious and owned. No hiding behind inherited ritual. Hinduism says the fruit of the gathering is not yours to require. The Dharma is the showing up regardless of whether it feels meaningful. Those are almost directly opposed. Existentialism says, see the choice. Hinduism says, release the outcome. If you're parenting a kid who demands honesty, existentialism gives you the script. If you're trying to make peace with a gathering you can't escape, Hinduism offers something that won't exhaust you as fast. The pop culture. Oracle, by the way, does something I didn't expect, and it's this: you've handed the power to judge the ritual to the most critical person in the room. Simon Cowell, arms folded, already bored before anyone sings. Give the buzzer to your reluctant aunt.
Before the outro fades, tonight at the next gathering, let one person name what they actually feel, even briefly, even you. Not a speech. One sentence of honesty passed like the bread. Buddhism says the wanting to escape and the wanting to belong are the same hand. Tomorrow's question is already waiting at thegodshow.us.
Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Thegodshow.us is free. It drops daily. It runs in multiple languages. And it stays that way because listeners support it. If this show earns a place in your week, find us at thegodshow.us and keep it going. And that assumption that was hanging up the gloves tonight, the one that said a gathering only counts if everyone glows with enthusiasm, it is in the locker room right now, sitting next to your grandmother's chipped bowl, quietly reconsidering its position. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.